For many of us, listening to music is a visceral experience. We don't just hear it, we feel it, too. But for some people with a condition called synesthesia, music isn't just heard or felt, they actually see it. Synesthesia is when two of your senses are connected. For example, when you hear sound, you see colors or textures, or you see numbers as points in space. Some people with synesthesia even experience a taste in their mouths when they hear certain sounds. Reyes Padilla is an artist based in New Mexico who has synesthesia, and he has an installation that's opening tomorrow at Mesa Art Center called Eras of Jazz, The Visual. The work is based on what he sees when he hears jazz music. KJZZ's Sarah Ventry caught up with him when he was creating the piece.
For someone who has a lot happening inside his head all the time, Reyes Padilla is quiet. He has wireless headphones on and slowly dips a foam brush without the handle into a bucket of paint. Then he gently taps a series of small black dots on the white wall. If you take a few steps back and look at the enormity of his painting, it's a lot to take in. The curves and lines and intersecting patterns move from the ceiling onto the walls and flow into the next room. But at the moment, Padilla is focusing on these tiny little dots with the very corner of his foam brush. When we met, Padilla was painting Miles Davis's Bitches Brew.
So a lot of the marks I'm making now are more beat-oriented.
Oh, okay.
So they're kind of just popping around the main notes of the song. So pretty much any time there's a sound, I get a visual, and I also can see tastes, but sound is the most influential, and it's brought itself out in my work, whether I wanted it to or not, so I just decided to embrace that.
Padilla first found out he had synesthesia when he was 18, and he sat in on a music appreciation class his friend was taking. They just happened to be talking about synesthesia that day.
And I was like, hey, I have that. That's why I'm always talking about this song's blue and this song's red. And it made sense.
So is what we're looking at what you're actually seeing as you hear music?
It's mainly decided on the movement of what I'm seeing, and I try and keep it simple like a cave painting, because in a lot of ways there's so much going on with what I'm seeing while I'm listening to music that I just have to capture something quick in the moment.
So it's not like an exact replica of what you're seeing when you hear or when you see music, but it is the same movement. Is that a good way to describe it?
Yeah, it's the same movement, and once the overall piece is done, I try to capture what 1 second looks like in my head. So once you see all of this going on, this is just like a moment in sound and time. So a lot of the bassier sounds I hear come out as rounder shapes. That can be repetitive. Some of the high notes, like a snare or a hi-hat, come through in little bits. So you'll see like these dots kind of swimming around the bass notes.
Padilla works in a limited color palette. This piece has 4 layers. It starts with black, and now he's adding gold. Eventually, he'll add hot pink and white. He uses black as a base, white ties it all together at the end, and he says that jazz is often gold and pink. But Padilla is also colorblind, which means he can't match up the many different colors he sees in his head with real-life colors. He sees so much we can't see.
Straight lines are very quick sounds. You know, from just a single note on a guitar or an abrupt drum beat. It's kind of hard to explain, but when you feel the music just go in a certain direction and it pushes that way, so the lines kind of take the painting in a certain direction.
When the music is more layered, does it become more complex visually too? Like if you hear a chord versus a single note?
Oh yeah, yeah. It becomes almost like a wider image, because you'll see just like a line of light or something with one note, and then with a chord, it becomes a bunch of lines together. I want people to walk in and not be able to escape a reaction or a feeling. And when you come in here, it's all around you and you have no choice but to experience it.
That's KJZZ's Sarah Ventry. And you can visit Reyes Padilla's installation, Eras of Jazz, the Visual, starting tomorrow night at Mesa Arts Center. To see images of his work, go to theshow.kjzz.org.